What about pacritinib?
Yeah, so pacritinib had a similar story to fedratinib, as it was on an FDA hold, which halted its development. There were two randomized phase 3 studies ongoing, the PERSIST-1 and PERSIST-2 studies. And actually, with those studies ongoing, particularly the PERSIST-2 study, the FDA put a hold on over concerns of increased cardiac toxicity and bleeding events. Now, the PERSIST-2 study was specifically looking at patients with platelet counts less than 100. Any patient with any platelet count less than 100 could go on the study. So we were getting patients on the study with platelet counts in the 10s and the 20s, often because they didn't really have a lot of other treatment options. And so if you take a look back at a lot of those bleeding events, they were going to happen no matter whether they were on pacritinib or not, in all likelihood. And the cardiac events were a number of mixed kind of events. There was no singular side effect that we were seeing over and over, such as everybody got heart failure, everyone had arrhythmias. It was kind of a smattering of things. And then when they added in the rest of the PERSIST data, as well as some other earlier trial data into the bigger bin, the safety signal kind of died down for the cardiac toxicity. And so ultimately the FDA said, okay, you can continue to develop the drug, lifted the hold, but really wanted more safety data. So the PAC-203 study had been launched, actually just about to finish accrual. I believe 180 patients on that study, where patients are randomized to the 100 daily, 100 twice a day, or 200 twice a day dosing. Back in the old PERSIST studies, we were seeing more side effects and perhaps toxicity at higher doses, particularly the 400 once a day dose.